KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, 46 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for partly cloudy skies with a high getting up near 78 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. One woman and her three passengers were injured in a single vehicle accident in Fremont County Tuesday afternoon. At about 2 p.m., a 1995 Toyota Camry driven by 68-year-old Betty Brown of Omaha was southbound in the right lane on I-29 near mile marker 5 in Hamburg. Brown drifted to the left lane and overcorrected, causing her to lose control of the Camry. Brown's Camry went off the road into the west ditch and rolled several times. She was ejected from the vehicle. Brown was airlifted by LifeNet helicopter to Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha with non-life-threatening injuries. Three other passengers in Brown's vehicle were transported to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg with non-life-threatening injuries. KJAN News Time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A Newmarket man was injured in a two-vehicle accident that occurred Monday afternoon near Clarinda. Shortly before 6 p.m., the Page County Sheriff's Office reports that 33-year-old Amy Wilms of Newmarket was driving a 2011 Dodge Grand Caravan eastbound on Tahoe Place, turning onto 210th Street, which is a gravel road. A 2000 Buick LeSabre driven by 19-year-old Christian Nook of Newmarket was westbound on Tahoe Place. Wilms turned in front of Nook, causing both vehicles to collide. Prior to the crash, another vehicle had just turned, causing dust to be blown from the gravel road. Nook was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda EMS with unknown injuries. Both vehicles sustained heavy damage from that collision. An 18-year-old Nebraskan has been given 2 years of probation after pleading guilty to vandalizing Sioux City's Flight 232 crash memorial. Felipe Sebastian of South Sioux City was convicted of criminal mischief. Judge Jeffrey Paulson deferred judgment, so if Sebastian successfully completes probation, the case will be cleared from his record. Sebastian also was ordered to pay a $3,000 civil penalty, more than $1,500 in restitution, and write an apology to the city of Sioux City. Sebastian's co-defendant Scott Colson of Lehigh, Iowa, is scheduled for a plea hearing on October 9th. Sebastian admitted to damaging one of the pink quarter-sized boulders leading to the memorial on June 20th. The memorial honors the 112 people who died in the July 1989 crash of United Airlines Flight 232 at Sioux Gateway Airport. Some residents in Mills County are unhappy about a vote by the Mills County Zoning Board of Adjustments that allows a resident to extract 1 million cubic tons of dirt from his property. The Daily Nonpareil reports that the board voted 4-1 to allow Corey Like to remove dirt from his farm near Glenwood. Like had asked the board for a special use permit that would allow him to extract dirt, which would make part of his property open to farming. The extraction would create an estimated 60 to 70,000 semi-truckloads of dirt over 1 to 3 years. Daily Nonpareil reports that about 50 people attended the public meeting and voiced concerns about noise, the effect on property values, and increased traffic. The contractor for the project will create a separate road to alleviate traffic and be responsible for cleaning of roads in the construction area. The Red Oak Police Department reports that three people were arrested after a theft at a come-and-go store on Monday. At about 1 p.m., officers responded to a theft at the come-and-go located at 701 North Broadway in Red Oak. The individual that called police said a bank deposit for the store valued at $3,500 had been stolen. Later that same day, officers arrested 22-year-old Alicia Mary Terry and also Michael Lyle Parson and 22-year-old Don Ray Stevens, who were all from Red Oak, on charges of theft in the second degree, which is a Class D felony. All three defendants were transported to the Montgomery County Correction and remain there on $5,000 bond, awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Officers were able to recover a majority of that stolen money. A report from the Iowa State Auditor's Office questions the pricey purchase of an ice machine for the state agency that handles liquor. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Like nearly all state agencies, the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division has credit cards that can be used to buy office supplies and other items for general office use. According to the auditor's report, the division's purchase of an ice machine for $3,732 has not been clearly documented. Deputy State Auditor Warren Jenkins says his staff was not able to determine how the ice machine is being used. Radio Iowa has asked the agency for more information as well. This isn't the first time spending in this agency has been questioned. In 2010, an audit found the agency bought an $1,100 dishwasher that employees primarily used to wash their lunch dishes, and some big-ticket purchases were made without competitive bids. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
In world and national headlines, President Obama will court students today during rallies at two universities in Ohio. Republican Mitt Romney is also casting his net in the Buckeye State today as part of a bus tour geared towards drawing a contrast with Obama on middle-class economic issues. The practice of hydraulic fracturing or fracking to boost flows of oil or natural gas is the subject of a report to be released today by the U.S. Geological Survey. Results from a round of groundwater tests in a Wyoming gas field will be released. Some residents in the area say the process has fouled their wells. And Egypt's new Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, makes his international debut today at the UN General Assembly. World leaders are expected to be listening closely for hints about Morsi's democratic intentions and plans for lifting his country out of the crippling poverty. Leaders from Iran and Yemen are also on today's schedule. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, 81-year-old Betty Tracy of Greenfield died Saturday at Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Tracy will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. 51-year-old Lisa Gravy of Kimbleton died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lisa Gravy will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Edna Irene Balch of Atlantic died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Edna Balch will be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Mary Gervais and Jerry Barron of Ottoman died on Monday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Massive Christian burial for Mary Gervais Jerry Barron will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman has arrangements. 83-year-old Flossie Murray Zimmerlein of Greenfield died Saturday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Flossie Zimmerlein will be held tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 102-year-old Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died August 26th in California. A memorial mass for Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. 88-year-old Bertha Hansen of Elkhorn died on Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Bertha Hansen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 as Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements and also is the place of the service. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. And 85-year-old Ruby M. Browning of Harlan and formerly from Irwin has died. Private family services for Ruby M. Browning have already taken place as Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan was handling the arrangements. That's a look at area news here on KJAN, brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.